This is Walter Cronkite reporting with news and analysis on the CBS Radio Network. This afternoon, the House Democratic leadership announced the investigation into whether there are grounds to impeach President Nixon will proceed, even though the president is surrendering the Watergate tapes. Of the impending probe by the House Judiciary Committee, Speaker Carl Albert says, "I hope it is expeditious, and I hope that we can lay to rest this issue one way or another." Certainly, the issue hasn't been laid to rest by the president's unexpected reversal on the tapes, although many of his supporters now think it should be. A closer look in a moment. After President Nixon's initial decision to withhold the Watergate tapes, White House aides, frankly startled by the resultant furor, compared it to a firestorm. Yesterday, just before the president reversed that decision, the volume of impeachment resolutions presented to the House was likened to a flood bursting through a dam. Well, ordinarily, a flood would help extinguish a firestorm, but this flood must be of some more flammable liquid than water. The big fire continues. The president's supporters contend Mr. Nixon, by giving up the tapes, is effectively mooting the charge that he was flouting the court orders for those tapes. The president's opponents aren't so sure. For instance, the first of the flood of impeachment resolutions yesterday was offered by California Democratic Representative Jerome Waldie. He offered four grounds. One of them, noncompliance with a court order. After the president decided to release the tapes after all, Waldie said he'd want discharged federal prosecutor Archibald Cox to authenticate any material the president provides before he, Waldie, would be convinced Mr. Nixon really is complying with the law of the land. But assuming the president has shot down those contempt of court charges, his enemies are offering a wide range of other charges in some of the impeachment resolutions. They include the following: the dismissal of Cox, thereby allegedly violating a promise indirectly given to the Senate that Cox would have a free hand; illegally impounding funds appropriated by Congress; illegally and secretly bombing Cambodia; obstructing justice by sounding out the judge in the Daniel Ellsberg trial for a key federal position while that trial was in progress; knowingly accepting large amounts of money in return for favors, possibly a reference to campaign contributions from the dairy industry; soliciting and accepting illegal campaign donations and then keeping them secret; illegal use of campaign funds; illegal wiretapping; infringement on First Amendment rights through such security units as the plumbers who burglarized the office of Ellsberg's psychiatrist. And even if Mr. Nixon now is disposing of his tapes properly, he also is formally accused in the House of making the recordings improperly without the knowledge of the other persons recorded. There were 21 resolutions, either calling directly for impeachment or a study of whether impeachment is warranted. But Mr. Nixon also is threatened by congressional moves to set up another federal prosecutor, this time as an agent of Congress, not the president. After all, Archibald Cox had a lot of unfinished business. Just one example, there are rumors, emphatically denied by the White House, that campaign money was diverted for an investment fund run by friends of the president to benefit him personally. Squaring himself with the courts over the Watergate tapes, it would seem, was insufficient to squelch the firestorm. The president's enemies now are inflamed to the point where his entire incumbency is under scrutiny in what promises to be a highly partisan and perhaps nationally divisive campaign to remove him from office. Now this message. This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.